Friday day, Torah Marsh, Chaf Aleph Shvat, Tav Shin Pei, Ahei, Rav Yechiel Mechel Rappaport.
Good morning, everyone. One of the hats that I wear is the Safra Dedaina of Machzik Adas Bezdin. So I have the pleasure of inviting people to come to Adin Torah. When you send the Hazmana out to people, there's various reactions that you receive. And people get very, very shocked and disturbed and mavuhal from what's going on. People get the impression that if, as soon as they receive a Hazmana, they're already considered guilty and a crook and a ganef. And it's especially painful for people when they receive Hazmona that they feel that they've been considered a crook, when they consider the guy who's calling them to Din Torah a crook. Not necessarily, but sometimes that does happen. I can send the Hazmona to someone, and you get a phone call from the person who's been summoned to Din Torah, and the person will say, I don't understand. Yeah, I don't understand why he's summoning to Din Torah. B'chalal, I don't owe him any money. And as soon as I come to everyone knows that in the Din Torah that they don't just make a pshara. And as soon as I come to the Torah, I'm going to lose everything. I said, what do you mean? I said, well, I don't owe him anything. He's claiming for me £100,000. I'm going to come to the Torah. The Zanam, I'm going to say, okay, let's make a pshara 50-50, pay him £50,000. I don't owe him a penny, why should I pay £50,000? Okay, so the next question to ask is, so you think the Beis Din should not do psharas? Of course, you should only do din. Okay, so let me ask you a question. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin that Vav on the base, where Rabbi Shua ben Korcha said, mitzvah livtsoya. It's a mitzvah to do a pshara. So, obviously, you expect that the Dayanim should keep chotch Gemaras, they should keep. Yeah? And the Gemara says, mitzvah to do a pshara. So they should do a pshara. I should pay £50,000. Doesn't make any sense. There's obviously some misunderstanding going on here of what people see and perceive as what is din and what is pshara. And what is the job of a Beis Din? So, there's a halach in Shulchan Aruch. Simon Yud Beis, Hilchas Dayanim. The Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Beis, mitzvah loyim ala ba'le adinim etchila. When a person comes into the Din Torah, so the mitzvah which is incumbent upon the Dayanim is, you meant to say to them, hadin atim roitzim? Do you want din? Oy pshara? Oy apshara? Or do you want pshara? Excuse me. If they agree to a pshara, you meant to do a pshara. Yeah? A pshara is generally translated as a compromise. We'll see what the compromise means. And just like a person, a dayan, is forbidden to twist and tilt the din in the incorrect fashion, so too it is incumbent upon the dayan not to tilt the compromise in the favor of one person. Generally, a compromise means that people are losing. Both sides give in a bit. So you can't tilt it too far. V'chol bezdin she'oise pshara tomid hareze meshubach. A bezdin that does pshara always is praiseworthy. So we're meant to do pshara. Later on in the siman, in Sif Chof, the Dayanim need to distance themselves as much as possible. That the Dayanim should not do Din Torah. But, sorry. So let's see what's discussed. Now it's interesting because it's called the Din Torah. It's not called the Pasha Pesha Torah. Din Torah. So what are you meant to do? What's a Peshara? So, really, we have to analyze first what is din and what is pshara, right? We have to source the original, the din, and figure out where you get from din to pshara, and how do you match the two together. There's an interesting Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin. In the Gemara in Sanhedrin in the beginning, and the Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin in the beginning of the Masechta, they discuss din and pshara. Rabbi Yossi Bachalafta, yeah? Asian train, Barnash, two people used to come, Midun Kumoy. They used to come to have a Din Torah in front of him. Amri Lei, and they see, if they would say to him, Al Manas Shetadineinu Din Torah. They would say to him, we want to have a din Torah, but you have to do din Torah. No psharas. Omar Loin, he used to say to him, ani eni yodeh din Torah. I don't know din Torah. Ella ha yodeh machshovos, the one who knows the thoughts, ayah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yifrem, Eisen HaNoshim, Mekabri Ma'aneichen. Mat... HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be nifra from the people who don't keep din Torah. But you should accept what I'm going to say to you. I.e., I can't do the interpret, but you can accept Pshara and accept the Pshara. Rabbi Kiva, Kadhava Bar Nash Ozel, when a person used to come to him for the interpret, Boy Midin Kame used to ask him to have the interpret in front of him, have Ovala, used to say to him, have a Yoidim, you should know. Lifnei Miatem Oimdim, who you're standing in front of. Lifnei Misha Amava Hoyolom. In front of the Rain Shalom, Shneimav Omdushne Anoshim Ashelohem, or even Lifnei Hashem, the two people stand in front of Hashem. People arguing stand in front of Hashem. Akiva ben Yosef, you're not arguing in front of me, you're arguing in front of the Rebbeinu Shalom. Tony. Then we learned in the Braisa, Koidim la'aboyim shona, 40 years before the Churban, actually Chorav Abayis, nitlu dinin nefoshes. The Roman, either, it's too short of me, either the Roman government forbade the Sanhedrin from talking dinin nefoshes, or the Sanhedrin themselves decided that they're not going to do dinin nefoshes, they're not going to judge people to death. It's different, it's machalikish Bavli Yisrael, it seems like in the Bavli that it says they restricted themselves from doing dinin nefoshes. In the times of Shimon ben Shetach, the Sanhedrin was forbidden to do dini nefoshes, dini mominus, sorry, by the government. Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai said, "Berich Rachmona, praise the Zakadosh Baruch Hu, the lina chakim midoy, that he took away chachomim from doing dini Torah." Why? Surely, b'shosh yesh din lemato, when we have din lemato down by us, when there's din and mishpat, we should be happy. When it was taken away, it should be occasion for sadness. Farshim explained, Rishim ben Yechai was saying that it's too hard to do din, exact din. And therefore, Baruch Hashem, that responsibility has been taken away from us to strictly do din, and we can do pshara. So the Yerushalmi is talking about Rishim ben Yechai. So what are we meant to say? We're meant to insist on doing strict din. We don't get up to the toes of Rav Shimon ben Yochai. And Rav Shimon ben Yochai couldn't do it, so we can do it. When a person comes and he says he wants only din, so what is the case? What case are we talking about? Let's take a very, 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 very simple case. Reuven says, Shimon borrowed 100 pounds from me. You say, yeah, do you have Eitim? Yes. Here's Levi and Yehuda. Levi and Yehuda come, and they say, Reuven borrowed 100 pounds. Reuven lent 100 pounds to Shimon. What does Shimon say? Ladam, never happened. That's an open and shut case. It's very easy to do din. Yeah? There's two Eidim, they're testifying to something, we believe the two Eidim, we don't believe the Baldin who said the Nitva, who says he was refusing to believe, and we pay out. Okay, let's take a different case. Reuven was driving his car, and he smashed into Shimon's car, total Shimon's car. And there was two Eidim who saw it happen. Not only there's two Eidim, Reuven agrees that he smashed into Shimon's car, Shimon agrees that he smashed into Reuven's car. We know the story, the facts of the story happened. Okay, how much does Shimon have to pay to Reuven? How much does he owe him? He damaged his car, he totaled his car, he has to pay for the cost of the car. What's the cost of the car? How do you define the cost of a car? Market value. What's market value? How do you define market value? Do you look on... No, he admits his wrongdoing, everything was up after, but let's leave aside those details. He agrees that he was wrong to smash the fellow's car. And he's hyped about... How do you define the value? Pardon? Put it all aside. How much? Tachlis, geld, how much does he have to pay? How much is the car worth? You go to Auto Trader. Auto Trader is the definition of market value. We don't have traditional markets like they had in the time of Chazal. In traditional market, you had a market of slaves. You had a market of sheep. It was fixed values. We don't have fixed values nowadays. To pin down to the last penny how much the car is worth is very, very difficult. And din prutu kedin meyo, when you insist on din, so you have to pay exactly what is mechuyev, and no more, no less. But how much is mechuyev? Don't know. You can't ascertain it. A contractor, he puts a plug, an extra plug in the house. How much is putting the extra plug in? Did it increase the value of the house? Do you pay the value of what a contractor would charge? Do you pay the value of what a contractor would charge to put in a single plug by itself? Do you pay the value of what a contractor would charge to put in another plug when he's doing a £100,000 job? There are so many fine details that very often you cannot get to the bottom of the story. Not the bottom of the story, you can't get to the bottom of ascertaining what the halach is in this case. How much would he have to pay? It's impossible to do din. No? So what are you meant to do? You could say. You could say, we can't do this. Go somewhere else. Go outside, sort yourselves outside, and come back in blatted and bruised. What are we meant to do? Sorry? This is where Pshara comes in. That means that the Pshara is in order to is enabling us to do din as much as possible. Pshara is not separate from din. Pshara is not mishpat. Pshara is a part of din. It's a part of settling. Part of din etayra. The Gemara in Sanhedrin daf off on the base. Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha Oimer. Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha says, mitzvah livtzoya. It's a mitzvah to make a pshara. Shenema, like the pasuk says, emes u'mishpot shalom shiftu b'sha'areichem. The pasuk in Zechariah says that emes is truth, mishpot is justice, shalom is peace. Shiftu b'sha'areichem, this is what you should do in your cities. V'aloi b'mokim sheyesh mishpot ein shalom. If there's justice, there's no peace. U'mokim sheyesh shalom ein mishpot. But there's shalom, there's no mishpot. Elo eizu mishpot sheyesh bo shalom. When you have a mishpat which has shalom inside it, when you have a din which is shalom, harvayim is a bitzua. That's pshara. Pardon? Shnayim oichzim betalis. Yeah, okay. Shnayim oichzim betalis is a unique case because yeah. It's not necessarily pshara because shnayim oichzim betalis they really both when they come to us in the bezdin, we say they both own it. It's not just pshara. It says the evidence in front of our eyes tells us that they both own it. Pshara would be more in a case of where we can't ascertain the final penny. That's pshara. Pshara, as the Shvus Yaakov says, pshara is a wording. It's like poshrin, which is warm water. It's not hot and it's not cold. You give a bit, you take a bit, and you get to an eimek hashava, to an equal part. Now, pardon? We'll get there. Now, a din, let's just see the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi's nusach is slightly different than our Gemara. The Yerushalmi's nusach is, emes sheyesh boi mishpat shalom, zebitzua. The truth which has got the mishpat of shalom, it's got the mishpat, shayfet. Mishpat means, as it were, a din. Yeah? Mishpat shalom. The truth which has got mishpat shalom is a pshara. That is a pshara. That is what we're meant to do. So, Mr. Fulda just pointed out that Mr. Spielman, me sorry, my apologies. Yeah, Mr. Spielman. That you can't enforce it. Now, 1 minute, we'll get there. Now, we have in Yom Kitikunom, when we had a Sanhedrin, when we had a din, when we had a bezdin, which ruled every aspect of Yiddish life. And you summon someone to Bezdin, the person came to Bezdin, and if he didn't come to Bezdin, we had Shoytrim, and the Shoytrim used to force him to come to Bezdin. But you're saying that was for Din. What about Pshara? You can't force someone to come to Pshara. Keep it in mind. Keep it in mind. We're going to get to it. Now, back to the first Taina. The first Taina was that a person is just going to split. The Bezdin is just going to split. We see from here that Pshara is not just something which is pulled from the air. Pshara is something which has to fit into the definitions of Mishpat Sholim. It has to fit into the different definitions of following for the truth. Just because someone's claiming £100,000 from me with no basis and I say zero, to say that I'm a chuv to pay £50,000 has got no basis in truth or in peace. The basis of Pshara is that when we look at something, we look at, analyze the din here, we get as close to the din as possible, and we base the pshara on the din. So for instance, in the case of smashing the car, so we analyze as much as possible how to define the value of the car that got smashed. And we take as much as possible the consensus of the poskim, we take as much as possible to see a roiv of how much people assess the car, and we go forward it. A pshara is always based on metzias, it's based on a set halachic sveikus and everything. The classical example of this is that there's a minig dayanim, which is a well-accepted minig dayanim. We're not talking about minig dayanim from nowadays. It's minig dayanim, which comes from the Divrei Malkiel. It's brought in the Pisrei Tshuva, that when a person is mechuyev shvuya, let's say a shvuya d'oraisa. He's mechuyev shvuya d'oraisa. Yeah? The classical case is Reuven says to Shimon, you owe me 100 pounds. Shimon says, I owe 50 and I don't owe another. I owe 50, I agree, and 50 I don't agree. So he's mechuyev to pay. He's mechuyev to make a shvuah midaraisa. As is well known nowadays, we do not make shvuahs. We don't make shvuahs. Bezdin won't let you make a shvuah. Yeah. So you want to say I make a shvuah? Bezdin say no, you can't make a shvuah. So now we're stuck, because Shimon really is mechuyev to pay. Is mechuyev to make a shvuah. It could be that the lomdus of shvuah is that if he doesn't make the shvuah, he's really mechuyev to pay, and the shvuah, as it were, is the payment. So he's mechuyev to make a shvuah. Now he's ready to make the shvuah. Bezdin doesn't let him. So he can't say, okay, pay the whole thing, because he says, why should I pay the whole thing? I'm ready to make a shvuah. I'm ready to pattern myself up. On the other hand, the toiveya, the one who's claiming the money, is saying, well, I want my shvuah, I want my payment, as it were. So what are we meant to do? There's a minig, an old minig, and in such a case, either we pay the shvuah, we redeem the shvuah, how? By the nitva, the person who has to pays the third. The person who has to make the shvuah pays the third. So in our case, he'll pay a third of 50. Yeah? 16.6666. That's what he'll pay. It's a minig dayonim mitzkavua. Now, what's the pshara over here? The pshara over here is that both sides have legitimate claims. One side's claiming, you owe me a shvuah. The other side's saying, I want to make a shvuah. And there's something which is preventing this happening. So we have to make the two meet in an agreeable fashion. They each have to be, as it were, mevata towards the other one in order to come to an emek hashavah, to come to shalom. What is the shalom? Paying a third.
Why not half?
Huh? Because Pshara is not half. That's what I'm saying. Pshara is not half. Pshara is a meeting. Pshara is a meeting in between. It comes from the earlier Dayanim, why they say it's based on a Gemara about Kefil. It's based on a Gemara why a third is called a Pshara. We also have the other place where we find the third is that we try to make a Pshara as close to din as possible. And the Shvush Yaakov says that close to din is called up to a third. That means up to a third away from the din. Let's say if Alpi din, I'd be mechuyev to you, I'd have to pay 100. Then Shvush Yaakov says you can only, the range of the Pshara is from 66 to 133. Only within a third above or below of the claim. That's what we call. Why is the Shvua only a third of the claim? Ein Shom, there's a long tshuva about it. That's the minig hadayonim. Now, excuse me. It must be mentioned that sometimes, as a person says, he's mechuyev to pay me all the money. Why should I sign make a pshara? There are opinions that say if there's first of all a whole long gemara about when you're allowed to instigate a pshara, when the dayanim are allowed to instigate a pshara. They're allowed to instigate a pshara when the valet didn't come to them. During the course of the din Torah, they can also instigate a pshara. When the din becomes clear to them before they've issued the psak, there's a machlokes whether they can instigate a pshara. So let's say in a case of where Reuven claims from Shimon 100 pounds, during the course of the din Torah, it comes clear that Shimon is definitely, most definitely 100% mechuyev to pay Reuven. But they haven't ruled it. They haven't said, Shimon, you're chayev to pay Reuven. They haven't ruled it. According to some shittes, they can still say, okay, make a pshara. We want to make a pshara. According to others, they can't. Pardon?
They ask them all they did, sorry.
They ask them when?
If they want to make a pshara, they have to make a pshara, or
Can you force it? There's circumstances where you can force it. What you can definitely say is, even if you know where the din is, and even if you're about to pass, you can still tell them to make a pshara. You can still say, do you want to work it out yourselves? You can offer them to work it out themselves. A pshara means that we're instigating the pshara, we're telling the pshara what to do. But if they come to an agreement by themselves, even if they're holding right by the psak din, that's fine. Because again, when a person comes to a pshara, that is din, that is the shalom, that's going to what's going to bring down the shalom. That is what they're mechuyev to do. Again, that's not what shalom is. You just said 1,500. Where did that come from?
To repair my vehicle will cost me the damage.
Yeah, but where did 500 come from?
The garage charged me £1,000.
No, but where did 500? You just said 500 is a pshara. Who said 500?
If you make a pshara.
Who's making the pshara? The Bezdin? That's not what Bezdin's going to do. That's exactly what I'm saying. Bezdin's not going to make a pshara. Well, he has to pay you this, let's half it, full stop. The pshara is we're going to get as close to din as possible. That is the pshara. Perhaps the difference, perhaps what you mechuyev to pay is a difference in value. Perhaps what's difference to repair, what you have to pay is a difference in value of the car before it was smashed and after it was smashed. Yeah. Perhaps he's going to charge you to repair £1,000, but he really shouldn't charge you £1,000. Yeah. He has to reinstate the car to what it was before, so he has to give you a smashed door already. And I will say, it's very, very, very difficult to get Eitzot Tov. Now, the Pshara doesn't mean we just half the amount of money. Pshara means we get to as close to din as possible. But automatically, because we're not right by din, so one side is going to be mevata. One side is going to have to give in a bit.
Yeah.
That is the way pshara works. We see among the achronim the chashivas of pshara. You can see that Chassam Sofer writes a tshuva, a long, long, long tshuva about a certain din Torah. Yeah? And he writes at great length how Reuven is right. Then he comes along right at the end, he says, but since Shimon says like this, and he says half a taina, royu lefasher. Why? Because we have to bring them to a matzav, where they're going to be in Eimek HaShavah. Now, often, the best way to do a compromise is when the two sides meet, they have a meeting of minds, and they decide what to do. But sometimes that meeting of minds can't happen. They're not holding there. And the Beis Din is the one that does the pshara. But the Beis Din is instituting a pshara, there should be a shalom afterwards. However, Rabbi Shmuel mentioned before, he said, how can I be mechuyev to listen? Yeah, the pshara, I want to come to din. So this is where Kinyan comes in. In order to accept upon yourself a Beis Din, whenever you come to a din Torah, the first thing the Beis Din does, the first thing is the Beis Din hands you a piece of paper, or rather, I hand them a piece of paper. On the piece of paper is a shtaboyerus. It's an arbitration agreement. The shtaboyerus, which is binding halachically and legally, it says on it the conditions under which this din Torah will take place. What are the conditions? It lists the three dayanim, and it says that we accept upon ourselves these three dayanim are going to listen to this din Torah, and they're going to judge this din Torah lefi what they understand, lefi ro'isei nehem, because they can't do more than that they understand, right? They're going to do lefi ro'isei nehem, and they're going to issue a psak, hein bein, hein lefi din, hein lefi pshara. Whether according to din, whether according to pshara. And as we said, it's very bell-based in the halacha, that a dayan should be marchik himself from din, each dayan should always pursue pshara, so you do hein din, hein pshara. However, since pshara is not the etzem, it's not the exact din, which you're not necessarily mechuyev to accept, you're not obliged to accept it. You have to accept din. Who said you have to accept pshara? So therefore, in order to accept the pshara, you have to do a kinyan. There's a lot to talk about in the lomdus of how the kinyan works, but in the simple understanding of it, as soon as a person does the kinyan, I give him my pen, and he lifts up the pen, either about the teveil, the nitva, and they accept upon themselves what the Beis Din says, they are accepting upon themselves that what the Beis Din institutes as a pshara is going to be binding. Leaving aside the problems of forcing someone to come to din Torah, which takes up a big part of my day. But when a person comes to din Torah, he truly does have to accept himself upon the pshara. He has to agree to the pshara. And how does he agree to the pshara? He has to accept himself upon the kinyan. Once he does the kinyan, and the dayanim issue of psak, which has within it that pshara, then he's mechuyev 100% to follow it. Yeah? Bein in the times of the Gemara, bein in now, a person who does a kinyan, accepts a bezin upon himself, and accepts that he's going to do that pshara that the bezin instituted, then he's mechuyev to do it. There's no two ways about it. It's enforceable in court, it's enforceable in Beis Din, everywhere. He accepted upon himself that the Beis Din issued a psak, you have to keep it. No two ways about it. The inyan of pshara, it says about the Gemara in Sanhedrin, still says about Moshe Rabbeinu, that Moshe Rabbeinu said, Yikif HaSadir HaSahara. But Aaron was Oyev Shalom V'Redev Shalom. Was Oyev Shalom V'Redev Shalom again? That's pshara. And I have a very, very nice idea of Rav Hirsch. The Pasuk in Vayeschanan says, V'asisa es ha-yoshev ha-toiv, v'ene Hashem, l'man yitav l'cho, v'asav yashar es oret, hativ asher nishba ala Hashem la'avisecha. So you have to do the yashar, which yashar seems to be straight. You have ha-toiv and the good. It's two expressions. Yashar is also good, no? And good is straight, is it not? There's a double expression in the Pasuk, a repetitive word. Yashar va-toiv. What's yashar, what's toiv? So Rashi says, Toiv zu pshara lefri mishra sadin. What is good? What is toiv? It's a pshara. Says Rav Hirsch that v'asisa yashav atoiv be'enei Hashem, in the eyes of Hashem, it has to be a guiding light for us in our lives. When we wake up in the morning, whatever action we take, whatever we do, however we act, whatever business dealings we act, however we act, bein odom l'chaveri, bein odom l'mokim, whatever it has to be, the guiding light should always be that the actions that I'm taking and the dealings that I'm having are dealings which are toiv v'yosher b'ein Hashem. Meaning, the social interactions of a person have to be in a fashion which is yosher v'toiv. Or in Rav Hirsch's language, this idea teaches us that we sometimes should concede on a right that we have. If the revach that we're going to get, the gain that we're going to get from insisting on that right, is a lot less than what's going to get to us from someone else. What did Chazal learn out from Vasi Sesi Yashatov? One of the halachas that we have. Barometra. Yeah, I want to buy a house. I can buy a house here. I can buy a house there. So I go to this house. I want to buy this house. And the Torah tells me, no, don't buy this house. Why? Because there's a neighbor over here. He wants to buy the house. He wants to be close. He wants to be a buy field. He wants to have all his fields in one place. So you do, what vitor are you doing? What concession are you doing? You have to buy a house somewhere else. It's a small concession on your part. The person, the neighbor is going to buy that field, is going to buy that house, is going to gain much, much more. Your concession is a lot less financially than his gain. If you concede in order that he can get it. A person borrowed money and never, he didn't have any money to pay him back. So what? Pay back. So what happened? The Bezin came, the Loiv Malva came, and he seized his asset. The Loiv worked hard, and after 3, 4, 5 years, he managed to get back on his feet, and he wants to come to redeem the field, which he inherited from his father's, his only asset, and the Malva got other assets. It's Yoshev HaToiv, it makes sense, it's straight, and it's good, that a person should, the Malva should, agree to give back the field, that asset that he seized. He's going to get his money, he's not going to lose anything, it's not his primary asset. Yeah, they should take it. That's the Yoshev HaToiv. Huh? Vasisa v'Yoshev HaToiv sounds to me like a mitzvah saseh, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So Rav Hirsch points out that Rashi's learning Pshara from here, which is next against the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says Pshara comes from Poshuk and Zechariah. What does it mean? Says Rav Hirsch, beautiful. Toiv is an addition to Yoshev. You've got straight, and then you've got good. Toiv is... It's adding on. Excuse. When you do what's straight, you have to assess the good, which is even better than the straight. You do the yosher, and you have to assess, which is even better, more. Even if the thing comes to you with mitzad yashrus, you deserve the money. But mitzad toiv bimavat on the money. Mitzad toiv give up. Yeah. But Rav Hirsch says... It says later on in the Torah, it says later on, Vosis HaToi V'Yosho, Kisas HaToi V'Yosho, it's what switches around the order. The Yosho changes the way you're meant to do Toiv, and the Toiv changes the way you're meant to do Yosho. A person is meant to do good, that means that what's above the Yosho, but he's only meant to get to the good through the Yosho. You can never have the goal justifying the means. There's a Derech HaMelech we're meant to go on. You're meant to go Vosis HaYosho, and then V'HaToiv, and then to get to the Toiv. And you can only do the Toiv if you get there through Yosha. You can never switch the two. You never on one or the other. The truth is, we've actually run out of time. There's a lot more to talk about here, about the misunderstandings that happen in Bezin, about what is a Shtar Boiros, about how Bezin come to Apsak. But at least I hope this clarified things a bit about what Shora means. Yeah.
Too quick.
Huh?
Too quick.